She saw Jesus standing there, standing outside the tomb, the empty tomb where he had been laying. And she did not know him. I suppose we can forgive her, since the last time she seen him, he had been dead, hanging from a cross. What a transformation that must have been to see him crucified, to see her Lord, her teacher, the one who had transformed her life with his teachings, with his presence in her life, crucified, tortured, buried in the tomb 3 days. She had no hope. She had no understanding of the scriptures. She had no way to comprehend what she had been told, that he would have to rise after 3 days in the tomb. In those days, 3 days in the tomb meant you were dead, dead. They knew that sometimes people appeared to be dead, but were only in comas, as we would say today. They didn't understand those things and spontaneously revived. But to be dead for 3 days, you were dead, dead. You were smelly dead. You were, yeah. You were real dead. Not Jesus. Jesus had died. He had given up his life. He had breathed his last. He had been wrapped in cloths and placed in a tomb and sealed there for 3 days. So it was totally understandable that her first thought was that someone had stolen his body. Perhaps the Romans, afraid that he would become a martyr, had stolen his body so that his followers would not be able to worship at his tomb. Perhaps the Hebrews had stolen it so that the Christian sect, as they saw it, would not be able to challenge them in their rule and in their role as head of the temple. She didn't know what had happened. And even when faced with her resurrected Lord, she still did not understand. She still did not comprehend. She still did not see what was really going on. Jesus came to her, and only when he called her by name did she respond, "Teacher." A response of affection, a response of recognition, a response of appreciation. Can't imagine what she must have been feeling. Certainly surprise, as Phil said, but what other emotions must have coursed through her at that moment? She had already been through the horrors of a crucifixion, the horrors of seeing her beloved teacher beaten, flogged through the streets, insulted, made fun of, stripped, hung upon the cross for everybody to see, and then dead. Brought down, carried away, wrapped up, stuck in a hole in the ground, and sealed. Never, she thought, to be seen again. And yet, here is the living Christ, face to face, transformed, resurrected, ready to ascend to his Father as he shares his message with her. Ready to become that transcendent power sitting on the right hand of God that we know as the Son of God, that we worship as the Son of God. That was more than she could comprehend. That was more than she could handle. That was more than she knew what to do with. But she knew when he called her name who she was faced with. Does Jesus call us by name? Does he appear to us at moments when we are not expecting him? Does he show up in garb that does not look like what we expect him to look like? Been watching the Bible, the miniseries, and it doesn't look like what I expect it to look like. I suppose in a lot of ways it's probably more realistic than a lot of the stuff I've seen on TV. I noticed Charlton Heston was playing Moses on one station yesterday, and I caught a couple of minutes of that, and that was very, very 1950s or 60s, I guess it was made in. Yeah. Not very gritty like the miniseries. Not very dirty. Everything was clean and nice, and it wasn't as hard a world as what we know it really was. The world is a difficult place, and Jesus appears to us in unexpected ways. I believe that he does want to surprise us. I believe that he does want to challenge us. I believe that he does want to free us from our preconceptions of who he is and what he is and what he's doing at times. And so he appears to us in ways that we do not expect. Do we recognize him when he calls our name? Do we hear his call? Do we answer? I think we do. I think we know him well enough that something in our hearts leaps with joy when we hear him call our names. Something in our hearts speaks to him when we come in contact with his wondrous presence. Something in our hearts is moved, just as Mary was moved at that moment and could not wait to share the good news. He is risen. I have seen him. I have seen the Lord. I hope we come out of here today saying that same thing. He is risen. I know him. I know him in my life. I have seen him acting in the world. I have seen him transform hearts and minds. I have seen him move people. I have seen him make a difference.
Amen.
Amen. It's a wonderful thing to be able to say. She did not know him at first. But then she knew him when he called her name. And so we are about to share that Holy Communion, that connection with Jesus, that connection with Christ that is the broken body and blood which he left behind, that connects us with the Spirit that we recognize in each other and in the world when he is moving and his Spirit moves people to be better than they could be without him, when he moves the church to be better than it can be without him, when he moves us to do his work, to do his will, to be his people. God in our world. God made flesh. God incarnate. God who walks with us and talks with us and knows our name and calls us by name to be his people.